HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. It is mid-morning now in the Middle East, where the Israeli military is warning the million or so residents of Gaza City to move out and move out quickly, like 24 hours, because, says a spokesman,
in the following days, the IDF will continue to operate with significant force in Gaza City and will make extensive efforts to avoid harming civilians.
Hamas, which controls Gaza and whose terrorist attack on Israel has left a shocked nation in great grief and disbelief, calls that Israeli warning fake propaganda, urging the people of Gaza to stay put. The UN warns of potential catastrophic consequences from just trying to have that many people on the move in that limited amount of space. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell is in Tel Aviv.
The main headline here is Israel's bid to crush Hamas with a near constant barrage of airstrikes on Gaza ahead of its expected ground invasion in the coming days. The catastrophic damage in Gaza is leading to a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations now warning that food and water are quickly running out for the more than 2 million Palestinians who are trapped there.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise spent much of Thursday trying to convince 217 House Republicans to vote for him to become the new Speaker of the House. Thursday's evening count showed he didn't have them, and he is now out. Does have advice, though, for fellow Republicans who created the current congressional gridlock when they forced out the ex-speaker, Kevin McCarthy.
There are some folks that really need to look in the mirror over the next couple of days and decide, are we going to get it back on track? Are they going to try to pursue their own agenda? You can't do both.
Meantime, a Democratic U.S. Senator, New Jersey's Robert Menendez, who was already under federal indictment in New York City, is now facing additional serious charges.
The superseding indictment filed in federal district court in New York charges Menendez with one count of conspiracy for a public official to act as an agent of a foreign principal, that is the Egyptian government and its officials. Federal law prohibits Menendez as a public official from serving as a foreign agent.
CBS News Justice Department reporter Robert Legary. CBS News Philadelphia tonight reports two off-duty police officers were shot at the airport parking garage there. One has died. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
The officer that was murdered tonight has one child, married with a child. They are here at the hospital, as you can imagine, heartbroken.
Philadelphia investigators believe the incident was likely an attempted robbery at that garage. Rudolph Isley has died at age 84. He was a founding member of the R&B group, the Isley Brothers, remembered for songs like Twist and Shout. Rudolph Isley left the group in 89, became a Christian minister. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Thursday, October 12th. Calvin is on the board this morning, and my good friend and colleague,
yes,
Kane, live in studio. So good to have you here, my friend.
Well, it was really nice of you to ask. I mean, you got a hold of me a couple days ago and you said, hey,
what are you doing
it on Thursday? And I'm like, there's only so much Netflix I can watch. I'm completely drawn into a couple of the series. And it's like, I need to get my butt off the couch. So yes, I'm happy to come in.
Lovely to have you here. And also, I'm pretty sure that if you had won last night's Powerball jackpot, you would probably not be here. I would likely not be here.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
$1.76 billion.
Yeah.
One winner.
One ticket. A small, unincorporated town in California. I think it's like 2,500 people or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, huh? I got one number. I got one. And I put 20. Here's what I did. Because Quick Trip always wins. For some reason, they have the luck. So I drove to the Mequon Crypt, which is not close to my house.
Okay.
And I drove there, and I laid $20 down, and I got one number. You should have seen poor Lou's face this morning. He was like, we didn't even get our money back?
No.
I'm like, nope.
No.
Nope. No. And that kind of money's going to mess you up, Jane.
Absolutely.
That's going to mess with your head something fierce. I just don't know. Do you even know what the payout is completely if you take the lump sum?
I think it's like $756 million. So it's still almost $1 billion.
Yeah. It's not only going to mess you up, but that would mess my kids up too.
Well, I think when you win that much money and maybe you don't change, but I think the people around you change. And how they look at you changes.
Did I ever tell you the story of, speaking of the Powerball, remember, we had the Miracle Mile and we had that young couple. It was a long time ago.
I remember that. Yep.
Right.
And they got divorced.
Yes. They got divorced and I met him and I don't know where I was when I met him. And he even said to me, because they won like $50 million.
Yeah.
It wasn't even remotely close to this.
But at the time, that was huge.
Huge money.
Yes.
And he said, if you win, he said, the only thing I can say is you, one, have to move, and two, you have to cut all kinds of ties. He goes, because people and charities, and it's not that charities don't need the money. Don't right. get me wrong.
Right.
But he said, everybody comes out of the woodwork wanting you to give them money.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, I would like to think that my friends wouldn't do that, but I've seen what happens to families when there's a death in the family and you're arguing over money. So who's to say that, you know, what's his name's not going to turn on me?
Well, and again, I think it not only changes you, it changes the people around you.
Right.
And how they view you.
Right.
And
you know what? Here's what's, and this is the honest to God's truth. I'm going to win that money, and the next day, I'm going to get hit by a bus. So I don't get to enjoy it at
See,
all.
See, you were never meant to have that much money. It was never meant to be.
Right, exactly. So, well, congratulations to whoever it is, but good luck.
And good luck, exactly. Call a lawyer. That would be my first move, is call a lawyer and find an accountant that you trust.
Right.
And maybe not your cousin, Ralphie, who you've always liked, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. I think, don't you have like a year to come forward?
I believe so.
That's what I would do.
So you can get some of that stuff lined up.
I'm getting some of it lined up, but I'm going to sit on that money for a year because people, you know, memories are short. And all of a sudden they just, you know, oh, it's like, oh,
I forgot.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but in a small town like that, 2,500 people.
You know what I'm hoping it is? I really am hoping that the entire little unincorporated community all pooled their money and they all won something.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see because we don't have those details yet. We just know that there was only one winning ticket last night for Powerball.
Just, you know, if I could even make my $20 back.
We've been married for 12 and I've been married for 21 years.
Yeah.
He buys 2 lottery tickets a week. In those 21 years, because I check a lot of the tickets, I think he's won $7.
Lou and I won $100 once.
That's not bad.
I was feeling pretty proud of myself.
Absolutely.
But that's been
that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, again, good luck.
Yep.
May the Powerball numbers be with you.
Yep.
We're going to move on a little bit talking about what makes a manly man. What makes
a
manly man?
Okay, I'll be interested where you're going with this. What are we talking?
This is tied to Wisconsin Republican Representative from the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay.
Who has been in the news before. Famously, he confronted a teenage librarian over a display of LGBTQ books, yelled at her, intimidated her to try and get her to take down this display. He also famously just...
He does live in this century, right?
I believe, well...
Okay.
We think. Just a few months ago, he was famously, and this is corroborated, walked into the Senate where the Senate pages, who are high school kids or early college kids...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of their run, it's tradition apparently to take pictures of the ceiling in the House from the floor, but after he had... spent some time with some constituents drinking in his office. They went in and found these pages on the floor taking pictures. He began cursing at them, yelling at them, get up, you lazy messes.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and all of that. And then yesterday.
I know.
Multiple attendees described Derek Van Orden during a White House briefing on the terrorist attack against Israel. Multiple people say Van Orden was acting belligerent towards the Biden administration briefers when he asked questions. Several people said Van Orden cursed directly at the briefers, prompting loud boos in the room. One person said Van Orden shouted that the briefers' presentation was pathetic. Another attendee described him as offensive and inappropriate. Representative Dean Phillips, a Democrat from Minnesota, shouted, "Shame on you," to Van Orden's verbal assault, prompting him to drop an F-bomb at this representative who just happens to be Jewish.
Okay.
I can only think, because again, this kind of behavior of his, Derek Van Orden, these angry, profanity-laced outbursts, I have to believe some people think that this is how a manly man acts.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand how you've been elected to this position One, how you don't listen to yourself. You know, you can't self-edit. But whatever happened to class? This is, you are representing a portion of our state. Do it with class and sophistication. This is not class and sophistication. And then today, something else happened. And I think he had a good come to Jesus meeting with somebody, because now he's kind of retracting what he had said and what he was going on and about. And it's just like, come on. Come on. I mean, I didn't, you're not two. You're not having a two-year-old, you're not, it's terrible to tantrum. This but is ridiculous.
I would agree with you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves, especially in an elected office? And does this make,
but you know,
does this make us proud as Wisconsinites that this is one of our representatives in Washington?
No.
Calvin, do we have that clip? Let's take a listen. This is Derek Van Orden, I believe, from Fox News this morning.
Oh.
But I want to speak to my Republican and Democrat colleagues here in Washington, D.C. This is not a time to attack the Biden administration.
What?
You know how adamantly I disagree with what they're doing. But as Republicans and Democrats, as legislators here in the United States of America, now is not the time to attack the Biden administration. Now is the time to stand with the United States of America. That means the executive branch and the military, to make sure that Israel understands that they have our unwavering support. So I'm calling on my Republican colleagues, our Democrat colleagues, let's get together, let's get the speakership done so that we can actually support Israel as they deserve it.
Well, I think that's a very important message, and I think that he's right. I also think, number one, Mr. Van Orden, it's called my fellow Democratic members of the Democratic Party. It's not the Democrat Party. It's the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And again, I think this is an amazing 180 from your behavior that was reported yesterday. Representative Judy Chu from California says he was rude, attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say, but he just had this blanket attack saying this is the worst information I've ever had. Another representative, Jason Crow from Colorado, who's a Democrat, actually apologized for his behavior.
Oh, boy. You know, that's a cluster right there. Is he on some kind of, just for the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know. Is he on some kind of medication that he missed? You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, what would create that in your head that this is acceptable behavior?
Because he's always gotten away with it up to this point.
Well, this is trickling down from the top, I think. I think that some of these legislators think that since Trump can get away with it, that they can get away with it.
Absolutely.
And I'm all for giving both sides bad behavior. I know it happens. I know it happens. But you just look like an idiot. And I'm ashamed of you.
But there have to be people who admire this. And believe that this is the way that you get things done. This is the way to approach things, to show you're tough and you're not woke and you're not a latte drinking squish.
Okay, you can show you're not woke. Okay, I'll give you that. You can show you're not woke. But this situation is critical right now.
Yes.
This is a very critical situation that we are dealing with. And he didn't give it the dignity it deserves.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves? We will take your calls, take your texts on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the